same moon shines, the same wind blows for both of us, and time is but a paper moon. Be not gone.
When I'm gone, no need to wonder if I ever think of you. The same moon shines, the same wind blows for both of us, and time is but a paper moon. Be not gone. Hear my song. Words from the song Teotoriate, Let Us Cling Together, by the group Queen. We learn that Brian May, the guitarist, includes two choruses in Japanese in the song. Wikipedia also tells us the band included a local choir for the final chorus. And there was a quote from the opening song of the album in Teotoriate, the last song of the album, bringing things full circle. There are many ways Teotoriate brings things full circle for Carl Shinko, music director and conductor of the Wyoming County Chorale. We might point to Carl's longtime admiration for Freddie Mercury and the music of Queen, and his dedication to the tedious task of transcribing their music so that he and ensembles he works with can share that music with the rest of us. There is that nice touch of Queen's bringing in a local choir to perform on the song Teotoriate, and that's just what another rock group has done with the Wyoming County Chorale in concert in our area, as we'll hear. There is the respect for other cultures in the celebration of the Japanese language in Teotoriate, and of Carl Shinko's programming of music from around the world. And most significantly, right now, is the theme of the song, When I'm Gone. It's a song of farewell, and now, 15 years after he began working with the Wyoming County Chorale, Carl Shinko is moving on, hoping the connections that have been forged there will linger in the very best sense. Hear my song, hear our song. That's what it's all about. Carl Shinko paid a visit to the WVIA studios to talk with us about a concert titled Fond Farewells and New Beginnings, to be presented by the Wyoming County Chorale this Saturday evening, May 5th, at Tunkhannock Area Middle School. And the program will include Teotoriate.
Saturday, May 5th, 7:30 p.m. I'm going to be conducting my final concert with Wyoming County Chorale. This is my 30th seasonal concert that I've done, and it's the end of my 15th year. And I was tallying it up, and I think I'm actually probably closer to 50 or 60 performances when you include all the Christmas shows and other special appearances that we've made over the years. So it's quite a lot.
One of the things we know about you is not only that you are interested in all kinds of music, as long as it's good, and that you have over the years brought audiences a wide range of early music, contemporary music, world music. You've taken us around the globe many times, so it's been quite a run for you. How did you decide you'd like to approach this occasion then?
This particular concert, I had a bunch of songs and things I wanted to do. Some of them were pieces that we've never done before, and I thought, oh, we never got around to that. This is my last chance to do it. There are some that we had done before, and I was like, man, I'd like to do it one more time before I'm gone. And some of them are just songs, kind of like poignant songs of goodbye or songs of hope, because after I leave, the organization hopes to go on, and I want to give them a nice send-off and say good luck to everybody and can't wait to see what you do next.
Well, then take us to one of those places. What was one that you had said, shucks, we didn't get to that?
Oh, I've got two good ones right there. One is the Franz Biebel Ave Maria, which I've heard performed locally many times with the Choral Society. In fact, I think I sang it with the Choral Society, and the Lyric Consort does it beautifully. And so that's one that I've always wanted to do with the choir, but I just never either had the right configuration of singers or it didn't fit the theme. And I thought, well, now's the time to do it. And another one was John Rutter's arrangement of Dashing Away with the Smoothing Iron, which is a very lively five-part a cappella English folk song. And, we've got the right voices there this season. And, it didn't really fit with when we did Irish stuff, didn't fit when I did the Northern Hemisphere. So this one, it kind of works. Right, so another one that we never got to do before, and I always thought I would write my own arrangement, but never got around to it, is Bobby McFerrin's Don't Worry, Be Happy. And, you know, he was a huge influence on me as somebody recording a cappella music and multi-tracking. I think he's kind of the king of that in the modern era anyway. And so he's done many wonderful things on his albums, but the one that everybody knows is Don't Worry, Be Happy. And so I found this great transcription that we purchased, and we're doing it note for note, to make a little pun with the song there. And it's going to be great. It features our tenors singing the melody, and the basses have this crazy bass part that it never repeats measure to measure. You know, it's different every page. So it's a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun.
What are some of the ones that you say, oh, we got to do it again?
One that, you know, I kind of hummed and hawed about doing was my arrangement of Teotoriate, which I really like the arrangement, and I think everybody in the choir likes it too, but we've done it a lot. We did it first time, I think, was 2007 when we did our Beatles and Queen concert, and I arranged it for that performance. And then when Eog and Christy Martin came back and performed with us, we did it again then. And I think Christy played like a bowed psaltery or something. And for those who don't know, they have this group, Four Shillings Short, who have been guests on here many times. And then we did it again in 2012 when it was the 20th anniversary and we were saying farewell to our 20-year president, Maggie Cartwright. And then we did it again in 2015 when it was a concert of music that the singers, like, it was their favorite music. So I didn't think I would actually ever do it again in my time with the chorale, but it kind of fit with the goodbye theme, and everybody liked it, and so it's like, okay, let's do it one more time.
Well, almost sounds like your theme song.
Yeah.
At this point.
More or less, yeah. There's also an arrangement of kind of an obscure Queen song called Bring Back That Leroy Brown. It's off of their, I think, 1974 album, Sheer Heart Attack. That's the same album as Killer Queen. That's the well-known song from that. I wrote this arrangement in college for the Bloomsburg Concert Choir. And one of the nice things about going to Bloomsburg was it was a big college, but with a small music department. And so I had a much more intimate relationship with the professors and the students and all that. And so Alan Baker, who's the director there and still is, he allowed me to have the piece performed by the concert choir for our Fall Pops concert. And it was cool. It went pretty well, but, you know, I was a student at the time. I don't think I was as good at transcribing and arranging as I am, you know, now, almost 20 years later. So I tried it again in 2007, got a little bit closer, but still fell a little flat of what I had imagined it to be. So again, keeping with that theme of what's something I would like to do before I'm done, I thought, okay, I want to really do a note-for-note transcription of this piece and really dive in deep. And so fantastically we're doing it, and the choir is doing a great job with it. It's really super fast, and it's actually double that because it's in cut time. But we have a fantastic bassist and drummer. They're going to be joining us. Joe Michaels, an area favorite on bass, and the inimitable Steve Carilla on the drums. So they'll be joining us, as well as one of our own singers, Greg Jezeski, will be playing the electric guitar and a solo on that. And another one of our singers is going to do some of the ukulele things that happen throughout the song. If you're not familiar with it, people will instantly think of Bad Bad Leroy Brown, or Big Bad Leroy Brown? The Jim Croce song. So it's believed that this song is actually sort of a tribute to Jim Croce, because he, I think, died the year that this song came out. So this is sort of a tip of the hat to him, but entirely different style. This is more of like Tin Pan Alley, Music Hall, but like Dixieland sort of thing, like a mix of influences there. And super tight harmonies, very lively and fun, and it's got that kind of Freddie Mercury whimsy. So much like when I did Teotoriate and Somebody to Love, I decided to dive in and do a note-for-note, lifting of Freddie Mercury's harmonies out of the album, which is very tedious and sort of a long and thankless task, but it's a lot of fun when it all comes together. So I'm really thrilled to be doing this one.
And there are those pieces that are then appealing to the theme of farewell and hope.
Yes. Yeah, so the Scottish tradition of singing is really great for that sort of thing. So we're doing a men's piece and a women's piece that are both very apropos. The women are going to be doing the Waylon Jennings rendition of The Parting Glass. It's three parts. They do beautifully with that. It's a cappella. And the men, likewise, will be singing a cappella, and it's the Jonathan Quick arrangement of Loch Lomond. So two Scottish songs right there. And then together we sing Heal and Mary with Ron Stupinski at the piano and the full choir.
You weren't just standing in place 15 years. You were hoping to build the capacity of the singers. And obviously you have changeover when you're working with a choir that's rooted in the community. It's hard to speak for yourself, but what kinds of things would you like to think that you're leaving behind?
That's a great question. Looking back, and you know, it has been 15 years, there are a lot of things that we built along the way. You know, just in terms of logistics and functionality, there are a lot of things that I inherited and I tried to build upon or improve. So we were still doing our singer registrations on a sheet of paper. You know, people would show up at the beginning of the season. They'd write their name down and their address and all that stuff, which usually didn't change because it's the same people year after year. And I said, well, why don't we at least have a spreadsheet? So we did that and then eventually moved to a database, you know, through our website. And so, you know, that may or may not continue, but that was a good improvement. We created an audition chamber choir. Some seasons we had them, sometimes not, but it was nice to take some of the really seasoned singers from the group and give them a chance to do something extra challenging and come together and do that. So that's something we built. We haven't done it in a few years, but there were several summers where I taught adult music classes, you know, music theory and singing and musicianship and all those sorts of things. And there's at least the precedent now for that. So if somebody wants to continue with that, that'd be great. And, you know, give back to the community. We've established a relationship, sort of, with Foreigner, the rock band Foreigner, where twice now they've asked us to sing when they come to the area. So I don't know if that's something that will continue after I leave, but you know, that could be.
Speaking of Eog and Christy, you have, in the years that you've been there, invited people to join you in that way.
Yeah, we've had a lot of great opportunities to collaborate over the years. Some highlights include the bluegrass group, the Coaltown Rounders. They were a fantastic partner to have in a concert in, I think that was 2011, I want to say. And that was a lot of fun. We had, I think, our largest audience ever, at least in the time that I was director. We had over 400 people there when the Coaltown Rounders played with us. We've performed with AM Radio, which is an area cover band that does, you know, the Eagles and various other like 70s rock band type of stuff. We've, of course, performed multiple times with Eog and Christy from Four Shillings Short. We performed with the Jimmy Welch Orchestra, Jimmy Welch Band, I think they're called, and did some swing and things like that. So yeah, a lot of different styles that we've explored there.
And you are known for your thematic explorations that have been wide-ranging, and you did have a little segment where you did take everybody around the world in different corners of the world.
Yeah, that was perhaps my favorite pair of concerts that I put together. It happened over the course of a year. So in the fall, we did, I called it Music from the Ends of the Earth, and there was Northern Edition in the fall and Southern Edition in the spring. And so when I alluded to the English thing not fitting with the Northern Hemisphere, people might say, "What? It isn't that English." But I was talking about the northernmost reaches of the Northern Hemisphere. So we did things from Scandinavia and Canada and you know, places like that. So yeah, we did some great world music there. And then in the spring, we did stuff from like the southernmost parts of Africa and South America, Australia, New Zealand. Really cool music that we wouldn't ordinarily get to sing otherwise.
Is it fair to ask you what's on the horizon for you?
Sure. Professionally, I'm going to be devoting much more of my time to my audio and video recording business, Longford Productions, which has been kind of grabbing up all of my available time anyway. And so I hope to be able to do that as much as I'm doing it now, but also sleep. So I'm going to keep building that and taking on larger projects and whatnot. But as far as singing, I'm starting a new 12-voice professional or semi-professional a cappella singing group called Desiderata, and it's Latin for things desired. And we're also kind of loosely named after the famous poem of the same name. In fact, the poet's name was Max Ehrmann. He wrote it in 1927. It was published in 1948, but it became very popular in the 60s and 70s. You know, people had it on these, like, you know, felt scrolls that they would hang from their walls and stuff. So, but yeah, it's 12 voices, SATB, so we'll have, you know, mixed soprano, alto, tenor, bass. We're going to focus on secular Renaissance music, folk music, and world music, kind of like I've done with the chorale, and a lot of contemporary arrangements, some of which I will do myself. And yeah, I'm really excited to get that started. We kind of had an initial meet and greet, do some singing together, but I told them I couldn't really devote any energy into it until the chorale was finished.
And the process is underway to fill your shoes?
It is. We have a search committee now to replace our staff. So not only myself, but also Ron Stupinski is going to be leaving as well. And we've been so incredibly fortunate to have Ron as our accompanist all these years. And overlapping, you know, all but one of the years that I've been directing. And I've said it before, it's almost comical that he would agree to be our accompanist and for this long, because, you know, he's this world traveler. He plays for, you know, jazz festivals in Europe. And this past summer, he just played with the Meat Puppets out in Arizona. And for those that don't know the Meat Puppets, they were a seminal band that were very influential on other bands such as Nirvana. Someone else that's a big fan of the Meat Puppets is comedian, singer, and actor Jack Black, who Ron also played with recently when they were promoting the Polka King movie. So he was on Late Night with Stephen Colbert, Late Show with Stephen Colbert. And so just a fantastic player, and you know, he has his new solo album, Free for One, which I encourage everybody to give a listen to, and that's fantastic. And he just put out another album with the jazz group, Mostly Other People Do the Killing, called Paint. And it's actually the trio configuration of the band. So it's Ron on piano, Kevin Shea on drums, and Mappa Elliott on bass. And I was actually just jamming out to that in the car on the way down to do my interview. Fantastic stuff. So I've been there for 15 years. He's been there for 14. And so it's a lot of work replacing both your accompanist and your conductor at the same time. But one of our singers who's also on the board, her name is Pat Kiber. She's the head of the search committee. So they're going to be working on rebuilding their board of directors and hiring a new staff and recruiting singers and fundraising and all those sorts of things. They say that people on average change careers every 7 years. And it's hard to think of something that people do for 15 years continuously without a break. And I've barely taken any sick days even in that time. So that was a long run for me.
Well, congratulations on it. Now tell us the particulars. Where do we find you when?
So this is going to be at 7:30 p.m. Saturday, May 5th. It's at the Tunkhannock Area Middle School. And we're going to have a little reception afterwards with some refreshments and all that kind of stuff. And you can find out more at wyomingcountychorale.org.
Carl Shinko, music director and conductor of the Wyoming County Chorale, speaking about a concert program titled Fond Farewells and New Beginnings. This Saturday, May 5th at 7:30 p.m. at the Tunkhannock Area Middle School, 200 Franklin Avenue in Tunkhannock. Music with a theme of goodbye, songs of hope. Some things he's always wanted to try, some things the chorale has wanted to do one more time before Carl and Ron Stabinski retire from their positions. And that will be on Saturday, May 5th, 7:30 p.m. at the Tunkhannock Area Middle School, Fond Farewells and New Beginnings. For more information on the web, wyomingcountychorale.org, wyomingcountychorale.org. There will be a reception with light refreshments to follow, and there will be some guest performers as well, Steve Carilla, Joe Michaels. Fond Farewells and New Beginnings, the Wyoming County Chorale, under the direction of Carl Shinko, who is retiring after 15 years as music director and conductor. For more information on the web, wyomingcountychorale.org, wyomingcountychorale.org.